Hallelujah. 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 And tonight I will continue on the unwavering faith. And I think the next one I might do is unwavering faith. I almost come out with it. And unshakable. I want you to get to that place where you can walk in an unshakable faith. Unshakable, wavering. Wavering faith is doubting. It's doubting God. You're just full of doubt and unbelief. And if any way the problem come, whatever come, you just go with the problem. That's wavering faith. But unshakable, unwavering faith is a man, a woman, boy, girl that have allowed their anchor to go deep into the rock, and they will not be moved. Wind blow this way, blow that way. You ever notice a tree planted by the river? Wind blow, but the tree still stand. Amen. So if you have your Bible, go ahead and let's go back to James. And you notice, hallelujah, you notice that last week we read the entire chapter of, well, that was Daniel, chapter 3, we read the entire chapter. And, for your sake, and hallelujah, and just for clarity, I'm going to read James 1 down through 8 again. I started at the 5th verse or the 6th verse, but I'm going to read 1 down through 8. And I'm going to read this from the King James. Y'all can put it up. Go ahead and put that up. James, a servant of Jesus Christ, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. Notice he's writing to the 12 tribes, and that 12 tribes include the tribes of the Israelites. And at this point, they were scattered. They were scattered abroad. You may wonder, how did they get scattered for their faith? You remember the persecution came, And many of the saints were scattered, and only apostles were the one that stayed at Jerusalem. The majority, the apostles did, but many of the saints were scattered. But look what he said. Greeting. I greet you. My brethren, we're gonna get this word. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into direst temptation. He didn't say it with joy, but when you know how to put it, you can count it joy. Hallelujah. Count it all joy when you fall into direst temptation. Why are you telling me to do that, Lord? Knowing this. Say that with me, knowing this. Say, I know something. I know this. What do you know? That the trying of your faith worketh patience. What the Romans says, hope make you not ashamed, because the love of God has been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. And then it says, Peter said, patient works experience, hope make you not ashamed, right? So we know when you put these to the word, patient and faith, you can conquer anything. So let me read it. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith work is patient. But let patient have her what? Let patient have her perfect work. Patient know how to do it. Don't get in the way. Just stay out of the way and let patient have her perfect works. Work. That you may be what? Perfect and entire, wanting nothing. That you may be perfect, entire, wanting nothing. If any man lack wisdom, if you are unlearned and uncertain about what to do, you consider yourself an un, uh, un, educated, unlearned, simple person. You don't know much, you just simple. Any man is in that state, any person in that state. Because here's the problem. I remember when, way back when I was a child, I know the Lord, he knew how to deal with me. I was a child and that thought came to me and I almost fainted, but he knew how to deal with me. And the thought came to me, I see Reverend Joe Crawford preach, and thought came to me about preaching, I almost fainted. You know what I mean? And I was so simple. I was a simple kid. And I thought to myself, I couldn't do that. And he didn't bother me with that because he knew where I was. And so through the years, it kind of come to me and I wouldn't even think it because I didn't think I could do it. All right. It was impossible. I said, I can't say my words clear, plain, they twisted, they run together, all this. I had all the excuses. But the day came when he put me in a position where he could talk to me. And I opened my mouth and did it. And I was on the field. I can see the place right now. I was sitting on that log. I was sitting there, so Lord. See, by that time I had gotten over myself a little bit. I said, Lord, you get me out of here, I'll do anything you want me to do. See, I gave him permission then he could talk, man, because I didn't open my mouth. And I wasn't lying. I spoke that from my heart. I wasn't just talking. I said, Lord, you get me out of here, I'll do anything. Anything you want me to do, I'll do it. You get me out of here. So he did. I mean, as hard as Vietnam was, as hard. I can tell you, but you can't comprehend the stuff that went on inside of a person and people when you're being shot at and bombs and fragments flying all around you at times. You can't imagine. And you hear those guns firing, you know they're shooting at you. You can hear those bullets coming through the air making that sound. Oh my. And so we had been working with the tanks that day, and I saw one of them shoot a B-40 rocket, and just took that tank out. Just put that tank out of operation. I mean, I wasn't far away from him when it hit it. I saw all that. And tanks were moving forward. Those tanks, they rotate, and they just cut the bamboo and stuff down, just like you mow it down with some kind of thing that cut grass. When they were run over the bunkers, we was to run it, go up and throw frags in to kill the people. And sometimes you go throw a frag in the bunker, they throw one out at you. And then shooting out of the bunkers at you, you can't imagine. But finally, we pulled back because we had been in battle. You know, you get shot at, it takes more than just physical strength out of you. It works on you mentally as well. And we pulled back, and they had hit that tank and put it out of operation. I was sitting over there, and I was thinking, because you don't know what the next move is. You have to wait to get it from your captain or your commander. And I was sitting on that log. I had a chance to think for a minute. I said, Lord, because I didn't know what we're going to have. I said, Lord, you get me out of here, I'll do anything you tell. That's why I preach like I do. I may not be the popular preacher. I may not be the well-spoken preacher. I'm not making excuses for anything. I'm just saying, okay? But I bet you one thing, ain't nobody no serious than I am. I mean everything I say from my heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
I mean it.
Yes.
I mean this. I love you. I love you. I love you more than you could ever dare to dream. I know you don't think so, but you know, I really don't care, but I do. And not this so much I want you to look at me. My endeavor all my life, and more so now, that get you to see Jesus.